Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors. Man. And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, we got our asses kicked yesterday. How the heck you doing?
I hate this team.
Yes, that is fair.
Silly, undisciplined, outmanned, comical, circus show, brutal. What other adjectives? Are those adjectives?
Yes.
What other ones you got?
Pathetic.
Fart knocker.
Oh, we might have that person on later in the show.
Yeah, man, it was that last night was it was awful. It was miserable. I just from the get, it felt like we weren't going to be able to do what we wanted to do. And your offense, Kevin, which you tout all the time, scored one touchdown. And yeah, it's all you ever talk about is how good this offense is. And then they went out and put on 7 points.
Yeah, the offense was horrendous yesterday.
Special teams was amazing.
Yeah. And it's funny too, because this is usually the part where people will be like, what about the defense? They sucked. I already know the defense sucks.
Yes.
You should anticipate that going into every single game, that the defense is going to be terrible. Because guess what? The defense is going to be terrible. And it did nothing to change that yesterday.
Somebody said cluster fluss.
I like that.
I do like that as well. Alec was very concerned as I was reading that. I appreciate his concern. I did say this last night on the Twitters. I don't care if you want to call it X. It really didn't matter to me. Okay. You can absolutely be mad that this offense hasn't done what it needs to do.
Yeah.
Like that's, you can do that. You can also be furious that the defense can't truly keep it close. And that's a reality. They cannot get a stop when you really need them to get a stop. And the offense, I think, Kevin, it stresses because of that. We have to score every time, and I think it's too stressful for it because you're trying to do everything all at once, and you can't. Now, if you can keep the game close, I think this Cowboys team can do the right things. But the game, it gets out of hand, and then the Cowboys are like, we got to throw all over the place. Oh, my gosh. So I'm not blaming just the defense because the offense has to do their part to control it as well. Last night was a game that, as we walked into it, we were very uncertain about whether or not this team had earned or deserved the right to say, yeah, they should beat Arizona. They have not earned that at this point. They have not earned the right to be like, they can beat any team, not even the Jets at this point.
So I actually think the game went in a totally different direction than I expected last night. I thought that the Cowboys were going to definitely win this game because that's what they do. The Cowboys are amazing at beating up on bad teams, sometimes mediocre teams, bad teams to instill a false sense of hope.
Mm-hmm.
So what I thought was going to happen, we're going to roll into here today, 4-4-1. You're going to look at that Raiders game coming off a bye and be like, hey, we can win that game too. First back-to-back wins of the season. You'll be 5-4-1. You're going to do stuff in the trading deadline. And it's going to be amazing. And then you're going to run into Philly, Kansas City, Detroit, Minnesota, and the Chargers. And you're going to be like, oh, okay, never mind. But instead, the Cowboys decided to go ahead and skip that step and let you know that you should not have particularly high hopes for the rest of the season right now. And I guess I appreciate them for expediting the process.
So you're done.
I'm done in terms of thinking, I mean, I will watch every single game. I'll be locked in because I love the Cowboys. I'm done thinking that this season can go anywhere.
Okay.
But I bet there's a lot of people who already felt that.
Jerry, and it sounded like y'all are too homer to be objective and honest. What an idiot.
So the part where I just said they have no...
What a...
Okay. Hey, you watch it.
The...
Eberflus.
Steven said, or Jerry said this morning, yes, there are other ones in action. Well, I hope they are. They better be.
Yeah.
Meaning I've assigned people to go get these things done. That's what it sounds like. I've assigned people to go get a couple things rolling. If they make a couple more trades, do you think that does enough to save this defense?
No. Because, like, let's just stick with the Bengals for just a second. If you went to go get Trey Hendrickson, I mean, Trey Hendrickson is on the Bengals, and their defense has been god-awful. You just traded for somebody from the Bengals that got their playing time cut from the worst defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But I will also tell you this. Like, if I'm being honest, I don't mind the Logan Wilson trade whatsoever because he is theoretically under contract for two more years, but there's no guaranteed money. So much like when you made the deal for Kenny Clark, because some people are like, oh, his cap hit next year is $23 million. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's $0. If you want to keep him, it can be whatever. But there's no more guaranteed money with that deal. There's no more guaranteed money with the Logan Wilson deal. So if you want to keep them, you have that option. But there's no dead cap if you send them away. So that part is positive. Plus, you gave up a seventh round pick. So that doesn't really bother me at all. But you have to listen. I know we need to talk some more about the game, but can we diverge for just 1 second? Listen to what Jerry told us these last two interviews and adjust your expectations accordingly. Does it matter what Alec Medford thinks about this team? No. Corey Majors? No. Me? No. Because we are not the decision makers yet. Look at the last two interviews that Jerry has had. One was with us on Friday. Question, point blank, would you consider sending players away and trading them away from this team? No, was his answer. And then this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby.
And he said that last night.
Exactly. And then he said, RJ asked, hey, numbers say 10% chance to make the playoffs. And he talked about, well, then you have to take full advantage of that 10%, however you can, without mortgaging the future. And that part did make me feel a little bit better. But what you learn from that is they are not planning on doing anything that is going to dilute this team. It's just going to be additions. And like, I don't think that's the way to go, but it doesn't matter because that's what Jerry wants to do.
And it is what Jerry wants to do. And he even like explained that part of it, right?
He talked about his age.
I'm getting older.
Is one of the reasons.
Essentially, I'm getting older and I don't have enough time to not win. And so I can't waste another season because I don't know. Like, that's basically what he's saying. I don't know if I'll be here next year. I mean, I think he's planning on it. And I think a lot of us all plan on being here next year. But he's saying, I don't know if I'll be here next year. So right now is all I got. And you're right. Maybe that doesn't help the long-term planning of a team. Because your vision isn't a five-year window of, hey, if we can do these things, if we can set these things up, then we're going to be able to be successful in 5 years or in 3 years. Maybe we'll be even a little bit early. Maybe we'll be right on time. Maybe we'll be a little bit early. The Rangers were early, right? Whenever they won their World Series. We didn't expect that.
I did not.
And then, obviously, they took a step back, and it might be even worse this winter. But, hey, that's a different story for a different time. This is about the Cowboys. Kevin, I see that. I'm betting that any other trades they make are similar to the Kenny Clark and Logan Wilson contracts.
Okay.
That they will want somebody who the dead money doesn't exist anymore. So it's not going to cost you if you move on from them if their contracts are ahead. I don't know if Minka Fitzpatrick or Bradley Chubb or Hendricks. I think Hendrickson fits that.
So with Minka,
Max Crosby does not.
With Minka Fitzpatrick, I'm still trying to figure that out. I think there might be, after this season, 1 year with $12 million of guaranteed money attached. But I'm trying to check on the nature of the restructure because Minka Fitzpatrick got paid again at the beginning of this week when they guaranteed a whole lot of money. But I think they guaranteed it all as, or most of it, as part of a signing bonus that they've prorated out the next 4 years. And if you're like, well, who the hell cares? Here's why you should care. Because if it was all given to him up front, which I don't think it was, then he would have no dead cap. If it was set up through a restructuring, then I think you could be on the hook for picking up 1 year and $13 million on that. But then I guess I would ask the question, are you okay with having Minkah Fitzpatrick on the team next year, 1 year, $13 million? Plus, before you make any trade, a player can always agree to renegotiate his deal. We've seen that time and time again. So the good news is you wouldn't be on the hook for a ton of money with Minkah Fitzpatrick if that's the direction that you think it's going to go.
I will say I do think you said, and I know how you laid that out, Logan Wilson back up on the worst defense. I think the linebacker position for this team is so bad that he'll be the best one.
And that can be true. Absolutely.
Isn't that a sad thing where you're like, hey, that's how poor you are. Now, again, they did go to the designer bin at the thrift store to get Logan Wilson.
Right.
He's a name people recognize, but he also was a very cheap price. A seventh rounder in 2026 Hey,
that's fine with me.
We talked about that. You can't trade enough seventh rounders to get a sixth rounder.
For sure.
It just doesn't work that way. But you got this player for virtually nothing. And now let's see what else they can try and pull off by the end of the day today. By the end of our show? Right at the end of our show.
It's 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So let's see if they can pull something else off. Otherwise, Kevin, this team is definitely in for a bunch of for the rest of the year.
From the 4-3-2. What about all the cap money that Jerry always talks about because the Micah money is freed up? Shouldn't that be spent on someone like Max Crosby? All right, so let's use Max Crosby as a specific example. You could 100% trade for Max Crosby if you wanted. You have the draft assets. You have plenty of salary cap room if you structure it right to make that happen. But then you go back to what Jerry said. This defense is not one player away. Now, if you made a plethora of moves, and I want to make this clear, I do not think this is going to happen at all. But you picked up Logan Wilson, and what if the rest of your day, the two trades that you did were Minkah Fitzpatrick and Max Crosby? Or you're like, you know what? Another one came up. So it's Minkah Fitzpatrick, Bradley Chubb, and Max Crosby, and you already added Logan Wilson. Well, if that's the case, and then you think that defense is going to get significantly better, well, then maybe they could take a look at that. Whenever you bring up, people bring up like Trey Hendrickson or Max Crosby, I think that's the reason why that won't happen. Although Max Crosby, who it felt like yesterday maybe tweeted out a pseudo goodbye, if that's what you think that was, he is under contract for multiple years. So I think that actually makes more sense to me than Trey Hendrickson, which, you know, supposedly the Cowboys called about Trey Hendrickson. That doesn't make any sense to me because he's not under contract. So he's not going to make your team better in the future. And you'd just be looking at from this year. Trey Hendrickson doesn't fix this defense.
No, there's again, Logan Wilson, Minkah, like a multiple players can help this defense. Help.
Sure.
It still has a long way to go because while Jerry admitted this morning that he's like, you know what, looking back now, I don't feel like I did a good enough job adding what we needed. And then, you know, changing defensive coordinators yet another time did not help me either.
Right.
So he's made that admission. We've discussed, we think Eberflus can do the job, but I don't think that the talent on that defensive side of the ball is good enough.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's good enough. So you have to upgrade that if you want to be competitive at all. So you're right. It would take more than two moves for this team to be competitive again.
I said it to Jerry on Friday. He did not seem to agree with the direction I was going. I no longer want this Cowboys team this season to be competitive. And I know that's probably going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. And I know there's a lot of people who are really kind of disillusioned with the way the Cowboys are drafting right now. But I think the only real shot you have long term is to just pour a lot of stuff into your draft assets. And if you don't think the Cowboys draft well, I think that's a different conversation.
That is a different conversation
that we could certainly have. But here's what I know, that picking up, let's just say, Logan Wilson and Trey Hendrickson. Well, you know, do it in the same deal. But if you think like that's what they're going to do today, or you thought something of that nature, they're going to pick up Minkah Fitzpatrick, that's not going to get you to where you want to be. All that's going to do is cost you more draft assets. With where I want is I want a better first round and every other ensuing round draft pick, as well as picking up more draft picks because you got more darts. And if you think the Cowboys stink at drafting, well, at least theoretically having more darts would give you a better chance of picking up better players.
Do we know how many comp picks we have? We should. I'm going to go have to
look
at that.
Yeah, I don't off the top of my head.
Because I'm interested to know if you move on from Pickens, what's the compensation from that?
And then just remember that that wouldn't come in till 2027.
Yeah, and so, but that is that the next three-year window, which Kevin keeps the relevant conversation going for two more years.
I actually think then you can really have a conversation because you're going to free up all kinds of cap room. But I go back to that's why the offense was so concerning to me the last 2 weeks. And Jerry talked about it, the turnovers. But you go back to that Denver game and your offense, your defense still looked terrible. Your offense didn't look very good in that. And you're like, oh, you know, once we get back home, then we'll turn it back on. And at least I could wrap my mind around, do you have the greatest home offense in the NFL? Okay, well, at least that's something to build on. But now you can't say that anymore. You look at the last 2 weeks, your offense has looked very pedestrian and has turned the ball over a whole lot.
Yep.
So then what are these trades for? They're to make your defense get a little bit better than worst in the league while your offense drifts, not to mediocre, but drifts like away from the top. That doesn't sound like the recipe of a team that's going to do anything.
Yeah, I think
this year.
I think they want, and they feel like if they make these moves, their defense will be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Around the mediocre area.
Yeah.
And you said earlier in the year, all you have to be is average for this offense.
Yeah.
But this offense has to be what it was earlier in order for you to get that chemistry to work.
And then somebody said, who the hell had they played this year to make you feel that way about their offense? I mean, they played
the Packers,
the team that before this weekend had the best or second best record in the NFL, and they hung 40 on them against a defense that people think is very good. So there you go. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Dallas Cowboys sideline reporter and newsbreaker Christy Scales right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get to Christy Scales in just 1 second. But we have been talking about the Sandlot swinging for a cause and getting a table for that extravaganza. Now, the last I saw, Sean and RJ, they were beating us pretty good yesterday with $2,500.
We're currently at $1,500.
Well, we are currently at...
I just tweeted out that we'll have an announcement at 10:40.
10:40? I was going to make the announcement right now!
If you would like to bid, you can go ahead and reach out right now to Alec Medford.
$5,000 is the current top bid for the KNC Masterpieces table at Swinging for a Cause. Good to see you, Bobby. Right now, let's welcome in sideline reporter, newsbreaker extraordinaire. It is Christy Scales. Good morning.
Is it?
Yeah, today
man,
sucks.
Man, you're right. Yeah.
Man, like... If I'm just being honest, and this isn't going to be in the form of a question, I'll just warn you of that. It was like, it felt like the one thing I could hold on hope to is, regardless of who we played at home, the offense showed up and showed out. Whether it was a supposed good defense, a mediocre defense, or a bad defense, we were going to show up at home and put lots of points on the board. And that's why my world really got shattered yesterday, because our offense didn't show up at all yesterday.
Yeah, that's what's so disappointing, because this is the second game in a row where Dak was just consistently harassed. I know in Denver, you look at the stats, and it was only two sacks, but I mean, he was affected that entire game, and against a really good Broncos defense. And I know that statistically, the Cardinals were average or just above average in most categories entering the game, but they did a real good job of getting to Dak. But, you know, it's the same thing with this team. I feel like a broken record. You know, it's self-inflicted wounds. And yesterday, add to the list, dropped passes, right? Weren't there three dropped passes in the first half?
Dropped.
Along with six penalties overall, but really ill-timed holding penalties in the first half that negated a couple of third-down catches. So, yeah, I mean, this team, you know, it's hard enough to beat an average Cardinals team when you're beating yourself as well. So, you know, that's what's frustrating. It's just the same old, and you would think that the offense would come in guns blazing against that unit. But, man, and then come to find out afterwards, you know, Terrence Steele had been suffering some symptoms of migraines, right? And so his being replaced by Nate Thomas there in the fourth quarter at right tackle, you know, try and find out how much more. You know, I didn't report on Steele being injured because, you know, he wasn't receiving any medical attention on the sideline. But and he'd never admitted himself. He'd never blame anything on, you know, not feeling well, but you just wonder how much that may have played into the struggles that he had last night.
So I want to make this clear, and I know we're all in agreement on this. We want Terrence Steele to get better, to feel better, to not have to go through those migraines, because those symptoms can be absolutely brutal. That is what we can all agree on. As an aside, is there any part of you that wants to see more of Nate Thomas, either at right tackle or if you want to swap him and Guyton out? I don't know. I am excited about the potential to see a little bit more, because unfortunately it feels like Terrence Steele has struggled a good bit this year.
He has, you know, and hey, if it's a meritocracy and if you're, you know, personnel changes were made. I mean, there were some guys getting additional time, but I mean, that's part of the bye week, right?
Yeah.
Is to assess it. So, it'll be interesting to see what comes out and who, you know, if there's any shared reps or any changes at tackle, you know, next week once they come out of the bye. So I think that certainly is something to watch for.
Now, you had mentioned the penalties. You also mentioned the drop passes. I think if you throw in one more thing, that pretty much describes all of the Cowboys' offensive breakdowns this year, and that is fumbles from the running back. Like those trio of things feel like they have been at fault for almost every time the Cowboys have shot themselves in the foot.
And what was so disappointing about that with Javonte was that the previous series, he showed what a complete player he is, and by that I mean he was Johnny on the spot to recover the fumble, right? Earlier to prolong the previous series, he also had a great blitz pickup in that same series, and then let's see, that's the one that ended in a score, and then the next day, then he's the one that gives the ball up. So it's like, you know, I'm actually working on my posting for Dallas Morning News, Sports Day Online, sideline exclusive, and I had a little nugget on, oh, man, Javonte, look at this, great off-the-ball player. It's what they'd always say. Remember, Jason Garrett would always say that about Zeke, what a great player off the ball he was in addition to good runs. And I think Javonte showed that, but then you come back the next series and then there's give the ball up again. So, yeah, that's just it's just so so frustrating. And, you know, the thing about it yesterday, there wasn't too much to cheer for in the game.
No.
And you finally get that momentum with the blocked punt, right? That was like a lightning bolt. It delivered electricity to the crowd and to the sideline. And it's your only score for the Cowboys in the first half. And then what happens after that?
Methodical drive.
Can't get off the field.
Yeah.
Can't get off the field, and they drive 11 plays, 74 yards, and extend the lead, the Cardinals' lead, to 10 points. And then, you know, the halftime, it was such a great halftime show honoring the military, and people stayed in their seats, and they were into it. And then, okay, let's get a good start to this second half, and boom, 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 three plays, and the Cardinals extend the lead to start the third quarter. And just, you know, I mean, there were very few steps forward last night, but every time they took one, it was two steps back or three steps back, and they just couldn't get anything going. And, you know, we didn't expect that from the Cowboys offense. I will say, for the Cowboys defense, as bad as it was at times, and how they couldn't, you know, get the stops on third down through the first three quarters, they did get three stops in the fourth quarter. They forced two punts, and then there was the stop on downs with just under 3 minutes to play. So they did give the offense a chance. And there was the touchdown pass to Flannoy in the fourth quarter, but the offense just couldn't take advantage, and mainly because they just didn't do a really good job of protecting Dak.
Yeah, that's got to be fixed in order for this offense to get back to what it wants to do. Christy, you've been on the sideline for some of the greatest Cowboys teams, some of the worst versions of this Cowboys teams, and where we are right now. Last night, Shoddy said, you know, he has never.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For question their work ethic or their integrity, their fight. When you see these guys come off the field and go into their hey, what are we doing? What are we seeing? Are you seeing that same level of intensity in that group?
I am, and that's what's frustrating is they're just getting beat. It's just getting it's not effort. It's execution. I mean, what are the things on defense? Alignment, assignment, execution. Right? Alignment,
yeah.
Assignment, execution, and all the communication errors for, you know, through the first half of the season, that's alignment and assignment, right? And then executing some missed tackles, you know? So sometimes you just get beat. Sometimes you just don't have the horses, right? And so you try and make a move today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like everyone's like, oh, you know, pass rusher. Well, heck, you need help at all three levels of the defense, do you not?
Yes.
So you address one of them, and maybe there's more to be addressed as we go on today. But, yeah, it's very, very frustrating. But you're asking me, am I seeing lack of effort? No. No, I think the guys are giving their best, but so far it hasn't been good enough. And the other thing is, it's such a small margin of error, right, in the NFL, because the talent is really so close that you just can't have these self-inflicted wounds. And, you know, they're just, you know, beating themselves as well as getting whooped by the other team. So
What do you know about Logan Wilson, the potential trade of him, and what is, like, how he might help and affect this team?
Well, I don't know if he was inactive yesterday just because they were trying to, you know, save him for a trade, knowing that was coming up. But I know that his playing time had gone down recently these last few weeks. I think that it's an affordable thing, right? You're going to owe him, just under $2.5 million for the rest of the season. And then, you know, he has base salaries just at $6 and $6.5 million the next 2 years. So, you know, not a lot of risk there. And you need improved play at linebacker. So that's been it. You know, weren't we kind of in agreement that we liked kind of what we saw in training camp at linebacker and weren't expecting this in the regular season? Or
yeah, whoops.
I
saw what I saw.
What we saw in camp.
Yeah, I saw what I saw in camp. I know what I saw, and it has not translated to the next part of the schedule.
Are the Logan Wilson types of moves, because you mentioned his salary over the next 2 years, and none of that is guaranteed, which I think is absolutely a positive. Are those the only kind of moves that make sense to you for the Cowboys today, like players that are potentially under control for multiple years as opposed to a rental, which, I'm going to be honest, makes literally no sense to me?
I would say no. I say swing for the fences, you know, the offense, I know that they struggled last night, but this is a very good Cowboys offense. And do you know if you're going to have this same offense moving forward? Are you going to have Pickens next year?
Right.
You know, I'm just talking about contract-wise. What is the state of the NFC East? I mean, the Eagles have done better the past few weeks, but they've got flaws. The NFC is still pretty much wide open, at least from a wild card standpoint. I know Seattle and Sam Darnold looked terrific the other day, but they looked terrific on Sunday night. But guys, you can't. I know some people are saying don't give up any of the picks and don't give up any of your young players, but how many chances are you going to have with an offense that is really this good and this dynamic, notwithstanding last night with
those, or the week before,
wounds and drop passes? But guys, I am not for play for picks later on and better seating and stuff. Loser mentality. I'm sorry. I'm sick of it. And I don't want the Cowboys to ever subscribe to that. So I say if there is a move to make, by golly, go for it.
Okay. You know that I love you.
I know you disagree with me, and that's fine.
We are.
No, I mean, that's why we have talk radio,
yeah,
right?
We are.
I'm telling you how I feel, because, you know, I see it on the sideline. I see the work that they put in. I know that, you know, the amount of time that we get in the locker room, or I do a lot of events with these guys, you know, whether it's community service or corporate partnerships kind of stuff, you know, and you just don't want to give up on anything yet.
And
as bleak as it's been for this defense, you know, get help at a couple of levels, and maybe so. They just need to be average. They just need to be good enough to set up the offense. And they actually did that in the fourth quarter last night, and at least giving the offense a chance, and the offense didn't come through. So you know, maybe it's because you got to be out there every day at the Star, but I don't want to give up on anything at this point, because it would make for a dreary rest of the season.
You are 100% right about that. I think when I look at it right now, you need to go 6-2 the rest of the way to make the playoffs. And I just don't see a way in which this Cowboys team, even a turbocharged Cowboys team, goes 6-2 when you haven't even gotten to, like, theoretically the tough part of your schedule. That's my issue. And I hear you. I guess I don't view it as having a loser mentality. I view it as you're not going to make it to where you want to be this season. That's almost a done deal. So I think you're chasing good money. I think you're chasing bad money with good money if you make moves today.
It's just one of those things where don't you wish the trade deadline were a couple weeks deeper
for
into
sure.
the season?
For sure.
Honestly, you know, because that would change a lot of things for a lot of teams. And you'd have more sellers, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that.
And I know that it's a little later than it was as recently as, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
And they're still pushing to move it.
Recently that they pushed it back by a week or two.
Yeah.
But I would be in favor of pushing it back further. But, you know, the other thing is, playing the Cardinals, I'm not surprised because it's just freaky things happen with the Cardinals. Ever since they went to the NFC West in realignment in 2002, just bad. It doesn't matter what the record for the Cardinals is or the Cowboys.
Right.
The Cardinals are just somehow have the Cowboys number. And in fact, I'll let you guys guess who was the quarterback for the Cowboys the last time the Cowboys beat the Cardinals at home.
Steve Ballure.
Oh my gosh! Is that the answer? That'd be amazing. I was just going to say Romo.
Maybe Troy Aikman,
I was going to say Romo.
Answer. Actually, Drew Bledsoe.
Oh,
that's how long it's been 20 years since the Cowboys have a home victory against the Cardinals. And, to Keyshawn Johnson. Peerless Price was on that team. Lusaka Polite.
I was on
Marion
that.
Marion the Barbarian scored twice.
Like,
and
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just saying it's been a while.
Outstanding.
We'll fix that soon.
Yeah. Outstanding stuff. As always, we thank you for everything that you do, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Sounds good. And thank you for agreeing to disagree.
There you go.
We can all do that.
Yeah,
it's
for
okay.
sure.
I love it.
There
Bye, Christy.
You go. Christy Scales right here on 105 Through the Fan. And that is one of the things that I really like about that perspective is I think it's totally fine to disagree. And Corey and I disagree about things all of the time. It's just if you're like,
fight about it.
Yeah. If you're like, I disagree and here's why. Not, oh, you're an effing moron, blah, blah, blah. Then like, how's the rest of that conversation going to go, you suppose? We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.
We just sit there and call each other clowns
the
whole time.
Exactly.
And then we're no good.
Yeah. And you get nowhere. Coming up next, how about we do some NFL overreaction to reality? Hey, I bet the Cowboys come up in that too. Next on The Fan.
Okay, fourth and goal. At the three, snap is back. He's under pressure. Prescott's going to be sacked. Guyton could not hold the block on Josh Sweat.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's do a little bit of NFL overreaction or reality. And I'm going to start with this because I really want to get y'all's input. NFL overreaction or reality. You would like the Cowboys to not trade for anybody else today?
Overreaction.
Oh.
I'm in on doing it. Hey, what? Don't make that face after I said that.
Hot.
Here's why. If I can trade little assets and not have a lot of dead money next year, and this season can look a little bit different for the rest of the year, I don't even care if Kevin, like, honestly don't. It doesn't matter if they get in the playoffs. But if I can have more fun watching this team than I did last night, I'm perfectly okay with trading little assets for it.
Okay. How much of a draft change are you willing to make? Like if I tell you that's going to put you at the 15th pick, whereas if you don't do that, it puts you at the 5th pick.
Oh, man. Now we're talking.
So, like, what's the...
Now we're cooking, Kevin.
Oh, my gosh.
Screw it. Sit Dak for the year. Let Joe Mitten play.
No. What's the difference in draft pick that you're like, meh, I'll trade that for fun? Is it, like, 5 picks?
I feel like this team's going to be 11 anyway. Maybe top 10.
Okay. Because if it's, like, 11 and 9, I understand.
Yeah. I don't think this team is going to get to a place where they're 14 at 3-5-1.
It's too high.
That tie really screws
us. Is that really?
Yeah.
Man, that feels too high.
New Orleans is 1.
That makes sense.
Tennessee is 2. The Jets are 3. I'm going to go through all of them.
No.
Miami.
Oh, no, I got it.
Cleveland.
I don't need to know anymore.
Dude, the Rams
blah,
are
blah,
in front
blah,
of
blah, 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 blah.
The Rams have a better record.
The Ravens will pass.
So I feel like this team's going to be in that window anyway, no matter what the trades are.
Right.
But I also feel like you can make trades and still be a more fun team.
Okay.
So I'll take 11. 11's it, Kevin. No lower than 11, even though we're at 14 right now.
All right, Alec, overreaction reality. You do not want the Cowboys to trade for anybody else today.
Overreaction. I feel like if you make one move, you may as well go ahead and try to keep working on it. Like, it's that bad. I had somebody ask me. I was calling a high school football game on Friday. I had somebody stop me and ask me, like, should they do something?
Okay.
Should they do something? And I was like, yeah, because it's that bad. Like, you at least need something. And, hey, like Kevin, you mentioned, Logan Wilson theoretically is here for two more years despite guaranteed money. So if they're going to be here, do it.
Okay.
If it makes sense, you know, value-wise in terms of draft assets, do it. And if I'm naming a specific person, bring me Minka Fitzpatrick. Make that happen right now.
NFL overreaction or reality, Jaxon Smith-Njigba can overtake Jonathan Taylor for Offensive Player of the Year. So right now, Njigba from Rockwall, 23 years old, has 948 receiving yards in 8 games played. That puts him on pace for 2,015 receiving yards. That would obviously be an all-time NFL record. Betting odds have him second right now behind Jonathan Taylor, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor currently at 12 rushing touchdowns.
Mm.
Kevin, they played 9 games, so that puts him on pace for 30 touchdowns.
With the receiving yards, it was last week.
No, for Jonathan Taylor.
No, that's what I'm saying. It does not.
Okay.
I'm saying if you include his receiving touchdowns, it might. I need to double check.
Rushing touchdowns. I'm trying to get to a certain number with Jonathan
then
Taylor.
Then that has him on pace for what, like 22 and a half?
It's pretty damn good.
That's really
good. I agree. If you break a record, you deserve to be. And if you set a record, you deserve to be in a different area.
Okay.
As far as Jonathan Taylor goes, I still think that he's got the cachet for everybody,
right,
and nobody's really paying enough attention to Seattle and what they're doing. That's just my opinion right now.
I'm going to skip ahead to the next question and start with you, Alec. Fine. You might hate this question. Overreaction or reality, even when Kyler is healthy, Jacoby Brissett should remain the starter for the Cardinals. Now, got one specific piece of information to try to tip the scales. Trey McBride has 4 touchdowns in 3 games with Jacoby Brissett. He has 5 touchdowns in 39 games played with Kyler Murray. Overreaction or reality, even when he's healthy, Jacoby Brissett should stay as the starter.
I got to go overreaction here. I know it's fun. QB controversy is fun. It's one of my favorite things in pro football, especially when it's, you know, just erratic and kind of spur of the moment like this one. But, I mean, Gannon even said it himself. He was like, nothing's changing. You know, Brissett's done a great job, but nothing changes. So if Kyler goes out there and absolutely stinks it up after he comes back healthy, then you make the change. I don't think you just keep it going here. He's not giving me a Nick Foles vibe here with the Eagles, where it's like he's scorching the earth and he is unstoppable. No, he was good enough.
Yeah.
That's fine. It won you a game. Cool.
You know what his record is in the last... let's just go over his overall career record is
20-36-0. Do we need to say the ties? Just because the Cowboys had a tie, I don't think we need to say the ties.
I did, though. So what are we going to do about it now? I can't go back and erase words that I said.
I will do nothing.
Kyler's is 38-48-1.
Oh, no, that's not as good as I know.
He had a tie his rookie season.
Oh!
That's why I said the ties earlier, Alec. Makes sense now.
Gotcha.
I had not looked up Kyler's numbers by this point, though. I do want to point that out.
Fraud.
So I think it's kind of like choosing between two bad milks. You're just going to be sour no matter what.
It feels like you've been waiting like years to use that line. NFL overreaction or reality, you get fired up for NFL trade deadline day. Because it feels like with the NBA and Major League Baseball, we really do.
Overreaction, my team's never doing anything, which is why I'm a little excited today.
We got Logan Wilson.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. Then, hey, buckle up.
Do you think he's pumped because he went from like the 32nd defense to the 31st or the 30th?
Dude, they are actively competing for the worst defense in the NFL.
I hate this team.
Competing. Never forget. Compete every day.
Mm.
All right. That is a mantra of our coach, Brian Schottenheimer.
Is this mantra compete every day except the last couple game days?
They still competed.
Okay.
They weren't good enough.
In terms of they went out there?
They just weren't good enough.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the... I never have been excited about it because I'm like, okay, what's really going to happen?
Yeah.
But it does sound like the team is willing to do some things. So I might get excited today.
Okay. Hey.
And Alec? That could be, you know what I mean?
Stop
that. Excitement.
Stop it. Don't ask. Okay. Alec?
You should ask.
What say you?
I'm not going to ask, Corey. Thanks.
Thank you.
Reality, I really do. Even though I'm just a fan of football at my core, of course, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, but I've learned to not expect much today for my team. I just get excited for the other teams to see, one, who's going to make the biggest mistake, who's going to make the biggest improvement. Like, I'm always intrigued, and it feels like every deadline there's maybe one player, even if they're not a franchise player, but there's one player that you're like, wow, they were available. Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of crazy. I didn't think they were going to move. Like, in my mind, Jalen Waddle, I feel like the Dolphins would want to keep, but I could see him getting traded. I'd be like, huh, he really was available this whole time. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I do get amped up. I think it's fun. It's like Christmas Day for football fans.
Okay. And it's already a big day for the Jags. They traded a 4th and a 6th to pick up Jacoby Myers, who finally got his wish of being traded away from the Raiders. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. But also, nobody cares about your fantasy football team. But today, we do. So let's hear from you next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.